Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. And he shall be leave on. And he
shall be a good man. And he shall be leave on. Sir Elton bringing this back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Bert Folsom is our guest, our good friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, the original historian in the Brain Trust. He's got a brand new book out called Death on Hold, which is a labor of love, I know, for he and his wife, Anita, who are co-authored of this book, and it's about a story about a death row inmate who committed the crime, who's basically been redeemed, Bert, and this is the story that you've been working on for 30 years, right?
That's right, over 30 years, and a fellow who was on death row, ready to be executed in Alabama.
And we're going to get you back again in a few weeks, and I want to spend some time on this because it's all about something I think Americans are the best at in the world, and that's redemption. We redeem people in America more than any other country in the world. And so we'll get back to that. But folks, it's available right now. Death on Hold, A Prisoner's Desperate Prayer, and An Unlikely Family Who Became God's Answer. That's by Bert and Anita Folsom. So Bert, it's Labor Day. Let's talk about one of the things that I'm kind of really upset about on this Labor Day especially is the mayhem that the National Labor Relations Board has created for businesses under the Obama administration, and the most recent one has been its attack on companies that have employees in their world but who aren't their employees. For example, the franchise industry. See that the unions are trying to organize, for example, McDonald's. Well, McDonald's employees are corporate employees. When you go buy a hamburger, those are the franchisee's employees. And there's a dotted line. There's not even a dotted line between those employees on the franchise of the franchisees and the corporation. They're literally, those franchisees are small business owners. But the unions, the NLRB is trying to organize all of them all the way down. And they're kind of getting it done.
Yeah,
nobody's ever tried to pierce that veil. I'm sorry, one more thing quick, Bert. The franchise concept was invented in America. It's one of the great things that makes America great. Nobody's ever tried to pierce that veil before the Obama administration.
Right. And I mean, they have Hamburger U at McDonald's, right?
Yeah,
I mean, they train those people. There, as you say, there's small businessmen.
They train the owners who are their customers, and then the owners go back and train their employees.
Correct.
That the employees do not get their checks from McDonald's; they get it from the franchisee.
That plus the raising of the minimum wage could have the effect of just totally ruining the fast food.
That's
industry.
Right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So why would any administration declare war on a major sector? This is another example of the administration, the Obama administration declaring war on another sector. He declared war on the coal industry before he got elected.
Yes. And the effect on the fast food would be similar to the effect on the coal. It is puzzling because it's as though some people in the Obama administration are saying that it's better to have people unemployed than have them working under the current system. And the indications are that they're actually happy, as a rule, as a generalization, that they're content under the current system. So why take people who have worked out an arrangement and move them into unemployment?
Or disability, or welfare.
Yes, right. Why make
more people dependent upon the state when, as you say, they've worked out an arrangement, but among free, you know, people who can determine their own future, But this NLRB thing is really troubling right now, and it's a very dangerous thing that they're working on. There's another thing that that popped up in the last few days, Bert, and that is President Obama issued an executive order requiring that government contractors be given 6 days of paid sick leave a year. He just this an executive order putting a new expense on contractors, government contractors.
Maybe we need an executive order giving the current president 500 days of sick leave.
Well, but you know, I mean, think about it. I mean, this I've never seen. And you know, Bert, I don't take political sides here on the show. I never have. But I do talk about policies that hurt small businesses, and this administration, the President Obama's administration, in the 18 years, and I'm looking at a letter from President Clinton thanking me for my support of his administration through the Small Business Administration, and so a letter from President Clinton. I mean, I've worked with both sides of the aisle. I've never seen in my career.
I don't think you'll have one from President Obama.
I don't think so either. But I've never. Have you ever seen an administration that was anti-business as this administration is?
Well, I think a lot of people are trying to figure out what the bottom motive is. We all can sort of understand where people are going. You have a piece of legislation, and it fits a plan or a vision that somebody has for where they want society to go. Mm-hmm. And the puzzling thing here is that I cannot understand the vision that is propelling these kinds of ideas.
I agree. I don't get it either. It's just completely beyond me. I've got some ideas, but they're ugly, and it's hard to imagine a president of the United States would want to be that ugly about his own country. Tintail, I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with Dr. Bert Folsom. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.